The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, May 9th. This is Mother's Day weekend. I hope you've got a very pleasant weekend planned for Mom, and that you're going to be spending it with your mother if you're at all able to. Larry Brown is with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to have you here. We're going to deal with Mother's Day today. In fact, you have a true Mother's Day story.
It's true. It's all true.
And the names haven't even been changed to protect the innocent.
There's no innocence.
Right. So why don't we just get into it? Here's Larry Brown with a special Mother's Day story for you.
It was one of those evenings when my son, as a small child, was irritating me. Well, granted, I was probably stressed the whole day. Wasn't necessarily his fault, but he was supposed to be going to sleep. And I'd been into his bedroom several times, and it wasn't working. And I was angry. I admit it. I lost my temper. I stormed into his bedroom, headed directly for him to administer physical discipline. And just as I was headed into that, for some reason I stopped and I realized I was doing my dad. I was doing exactly what my father would have done when I was a child in a similar situation. And I paused, sort of backed up, thought about it, and thought, why don't I try doing my mom? So I went in, sat down on the edge of the bed, we had a conversation, and the issue was resolved. Well, what I thought about when I was headed in there and thought about my mom was, I sort of flashed back to just a few years before that, I was in college, first year, and I had decided not to go home for spring break. And I called up my mom, and she was so disappointed. She was tearful and crying. You're not going to come home. Well, I was the first child to go to college, and coming home the 200 miles from where I was in school was always special, and now it wasn't going to happen. Well, as I thought about it, I compromised and spent half of spring break, you know, at school with my girlfriend and other things I was doing, and the other half I went back home, because I realized Mom was just trying to tell me, you have a home, Larry, you have a home. Well, in that moment of making the decision to go home for spring break, I flashed back to, well, a few years before that, I was in high school, and a good friend of mine from out of town, Jerry, had called me up Saturday afternoon. He was coming down, and we were going to do some things on Saturday night. He had just purchased a 1962 red Chevy Super Sport, you know, with gears on the floor. And we came down and we were going to have a great Saturday night. Well, we cruised the little small town where I grew up, and it wasn't much to do, but we saw a little billboard and realized that if we drove 25 miles up to the town of Holdridge, there was a drive-in movie and we could go to the drive-in movie, and that would be great. Well, we did that. It turned out it was a double feature, and at about midnight, I realized what I'd done. I had way exceeded the expectation when I was supposed to be home. And by the time we got home, you know, the lights are on in the living room, and there's Mom, and she's distressed. She, of course, verbally disciplined me, told me that she'd already sent my father out several times into the night looking for me, and he had finally talked to some kids that had known that Jerry and I had gone to Holdridge and back. Well, in that moment of facing my mother, again, I sort of realized, maybe in retrospect, that she was just looking out after my safety. Well, I thought in that moment, all the way back to my childhood, and I remember when I was 4 or 5 years old, I was playing out in our yard and thought I would just walk downtown. Now, in this small town, it was only a dozen blocks or so, and I remember my plan was to go visit my grandfather, who had a store downtown, and I'd headed out. Well, about halfway to town, I saw the old black Plymouth and my mom coming down the street, and I remember in that moment, should I run? Should I run to town? Should I run back home? And while I was dancing around trying to figure out which way I would run, I was cut off at the pass, and she'd got me into the car and take home, and again, verbally disciplining me. And again, as I thought about that, she was simply reminding me that her love for me was making my life secure. Well, in that moment when I didn't discipline my son, and I remember doing these retrospectives all the way back to my childhood, there was Mom in providing the love that she knew best how to do. There's always a home, and in that home, there's safety and security. And now I can think back all the way through my life, and she, in fact, has become a role model. Well, she was there in my childhood. She was there in my adolescence. She was there in my college years. She was there in my young parenthood years. And even though Mom's gone now, she's still there in the sense that she's become a role model for me. And I certainly would hope that I have become someone who could offer a welcoming home or to provide others that same sense of love and safety and security. So as we head into this Mother's Day weekend, on behalf of all those who do mothering, I just want to say thanks, Mom. Mm.
That's very nice, Larry. That really is very nice Mother's Day story. And the thing that we need to realize, whether our mother is with us here on earth or whether she is gone, her spirit still lives on with us. Well,
just as I was, you know, realizing I was doing my dad, then I did my mom, you know, Mom's still there in my behavior, my practice, my thoughts, my language.
Mom teaches us many, many good things. My mother has been gone for about 13 years, but in reality, she's still with me. And in some ways, I feel even closer to her today than I did when I was a child. When you're younger, when you're a teenager, you're growing up, you think you know it all. You know it all, and parents, what do they know? But the older you get, the more you realize your parents, your mother and your father, are looking out for you. They may have made some tough decisions that you thought were just really awful, but they were doing it for your own good.
Oh, sure. I hope that in the future that my children and grandchildren will look back and have the same kind of realization that I was smart after all. I was good.
Yeah, true.
I was appropriate.
You were telling the story about your father going out looking for you. I had one of those. I drove into the driveway. Every light in the house was on. My father was out looking for me.
Sorry,
exactly. Thank you so much. If people want more information, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can contact me by email, brownstory@hotmail.com, or you can look at my website, www.brownstory.com.
All right. And thanks for sharing Mother's Day with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Be sure to tell Mom you love her. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.